What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb. You know, our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Goodyear Assurance Weather Ready. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. Simply go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. It's the way tire buying should be.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 5 Eastern, 12 to 2 Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at FoxSportsRadio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
What up with your Doug Gottlieb Show? Fox Sports Radio. Oh. Live from the TireRack.com studios, TireRack.com. We'll help you get there. Unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection. Over 10,000 recommended installers, TireRack.com. It's the way tire buying should be. Hope you're great. I truly do. I want to get into some Caitlin Clark stuff in a second, but I saw this from Brian Windhorst. NBA scouts don't think Bronny James was able to put his best foot forward this year because USC didn't play him in his position. They say he should play somewhere where he can be the point guard. Like, what are we doing? They say he should play somewhere where he can be the point guard and build up his skills. So, all of these stories are the same. Okay? And we can do this more in the podcast, but again, Buyer, you're a really good guide. If I'm not making sense, if it doesn't all equal out at the end, please feel free. You can call me. I'm not, because things that work out in my brain sometimes don't come out of my mouth. I don't know if anybody else is like that. But if you go back like a year and a half ago, there was a lot of discussion about the NFL and Eric Bieniemy not being hired. And there is as well, the NFL owners are inherently racist because otherwise, why wouldn't you hire Eric Bieniemy? Right? You even had people that would say, you know, owners want to hire somebody they can take around to their buddies. Like, that's somebody who says that has no idea how the NFL works. Like, there's no boosters, there's no donors, there's no handshaking. It's, I give you a job. Do I want to be able to be around you? Like, sure, but that's not really what's important. Can you get along with the front office? Can you get along with your coaches? Can you guys win football games? That's all that matters. And I've talked to plenty of GMs and presidents, and their whole thing is like, will adding said coach, will any of this help us win games more? And so the job of a GM or a president or an owner when they're trying to find the right coach is, what is going to help us win the most football games, the quickest and for the longest period of time? We want to sustain excellence, right? It's pretty simple. The more games you win, the more everybody is happy. Why? Because, you know, players get bonuses. Okay. Players get bonuses. General managers and coaches get extensions. And when they get extensions, they get to stay living where they live or maybe buy a better house and they don't have to move because families hate that. People hate moving, hate leaving their job. And assistant coaches, in addition to making more money and being able to stay, they also get opportunities to go get other jobs, which is the same thing as front office. So the only thing that's important in professional sports is winning. And so what we have a group of people, we have a group of people who are in the media, and many of them are on social media as well that aren't in the media, but we have a group of people within media who believe that there's such nefarious intentions from people in power that despite the fact that the number one and really only objective is to win football games, that they go like, yeah, we could win with Eric Bieniemy, but you know, he's black. So let's find a white guy who can do almost as good. It doesn't make any sense, right? If your job is to win, then you get whoever the best man, woman, non-binary, I don't really care. You just win football games. Make sense? Sure. Okay, so then we have this, there's this argument that has popped up, and it really was, I think, Jemele Hill probably triggered it the most because she has the biggest social media following, where she put out a picture of three WNBA players, or somebody else put a picture that somebody else put a picture, but then she retweeted or whatever.
She quote tweeted a Sporting News tweet that had the three players that have signature shoe deals with the shoe companies.
Right, and those three are Breanna Stewart, Sabrina Ionescu, and now Caitlin Clark, who signed a reportedly eight-figure deal to be with Nike. Which, of course, caused Jemele Hill to do the, which I find super disingenuous. What do they all have in common? Obviously, all three are white. So what Jemele Hill would lead you to believe is, for example, Nike. And Nike, who has, they gave Colin Kaepernick a bunch of money. I'm not really sure. And they had that cool commercial, but I'm not really sure there was there any product, Colin Kaepernick, that he sold? Like, and they have been at the forefront for women's sports for a long time. These aren't the first shoes they've ever put out in a woman's name. And by the way, Sabrina Ionescu's shoes are the number one seller. Now, some of that is a little bit disingenuous because they use it as their team shoe, which means college teams get them automatically. Like, those are the shoes that everybody gets. And then high school teams, when they order shoes from Nike, those are the ones they get. It's a great shoe. And really, it's the Kyrie Irving shoe that when they had to get rid of Kyrie, these were the next shoes down the pipe, and they just slapped Sabrina's logo on it. And Sabrina, who is a great college player and is a good professional player, I don't know if she's great. Like, I legit have no idea. Don't actually care to know. But obviously, she did the three-point shootout with Steph. She has a relationship there. But the fact she went to Oregon, and I'm sure Steph wanted to put her in his shoe at Under Armour, help get her own shoe, and they've killed it. But the wondering aloud, which is, again, disingenuous. Like, if you think people are racist, then go ahead, say it, because then you'll be made to look as foolish as you really look. But that Nike could make a bunch of money on Dan Byer. How do you say her name? Is it Ajay Wilson? I don't know.
Asia Wilson.
Asia Wilson, I'm sorry.
Asia Sabrina Wilson. Ionescu. You don't even have to say the I on it.
Sabrina Ionescu. Appreciate it. Asia Wilson, who's apparently a two-time league MVP. I know she's the best player on Vegas, right? And they won the championship. And, you know, people are like, well, why doesn't she have her own shoe? So, again, you're sitting on your phone or on your computer or in front of a microphone, and you're actually saying that Nike, as a publicly traded Fortune 500 company that has been well ahead of everything in terms of all of the different social justice or injustice issues and women in sports, they would sacrifice all that equity because in their heart of hearts, they're racist. They don't want black women to sell their sneakers. That's the presumption that's made, right? Again, this is a company that they get rid of anything that doesn't have, I believe, 12% growth year to year or more. So you're saying that Nike, like, yeah, listen, we could sell a lot of shoes, but let's not do it because she's black. Asia Wilson's black. We don't want to do that. That's what her tweet said. Without saying it, which is, I think, even weaker. And here's now you have Bronny James. And, well, they didn't use him the right way. They didn't develop him as a point guard. Well, they had They had Isaiah Collier, who is the number one rated prospect in the country, who is a point guard. And oh yeah, by the way, so what you're saying is Andy Enfield, rather than trying to win games, he wanted to keep Bronny down because he didn't see him as a starting point guard. And so that's why he didn't play point. Like, that's what we're actually saying. Like, how does this make sense to anybody? Anybody? Do those things parallel each other? Did I make any sense to you, Byer, or am I too far all over the place?
I think Bronny's situation is just so unique, considering who he is, what his last name is, heck, what his first name is. And even just considering his health situation in tying into the story that you're just talking about. For what the career was at USC or what we expected it to be at USC, I think that also played a big part of it. So I just think that Bronny's situation is just very, very unique.
It is. And I think all these situations, in fact, are unique. But I think the one parallel is, like, we do know that, people play who they think is going to help them win the most. Right? You play somebody who's going to help you win. That's coaching 101. Like, why would Andy Enfield not play him at point guard if he thought he was the best point guard or gave them the best chance to win? And by the way, Bronny did start at point guard several games when Isaiah Collier was out. They didn't win a lot of those games. So it doesn't mean that coaches are always right. It doesn't mean that businesses are always right. It doesn't mean that coaching decisions and who we pick are always right. It's just, where did this decision come from? And generally, I think in business, you make the decision that where you're going to be able to make the most money. And when you're a coach, your only goal is to win the most games. Who gives me the best opportunity to win? JC, what do you think?
I think we should play that. What Don Staley said about Caitlin Clark's impact on the game.
This is good. I like people who get it. I like people who get it. And there's lots of people in our business that don't get it. You know, I saw a cut and I sent it to you, I believe, Jay Stu. I don't know if I sent it to everybody. I saw a clip yesterday. Pablo Torre was on with, who was he on with when he was on, what's his name, Lebatard show, right? Yeah. So take a listen to Pablo Torre talking with Lebatard about the WNBA.
Just marvel truly at, like, when you say WNBA, the first thing you think of is, wow, that ratings monster. Like, we have not seen this, Dad. Like, I had Morgan Murphy on my show on Friday to talk about what it's like, actually, when you've been rooting and watching and consuming and trying to evangelize people on your favorite sport. She's the biggest women's basketball fan I know in my life. And she's been trying to convince people for 20 years, this is worth it. And it's finally happening. And there's comedy, right? And not merely you being proven right, but also the dynamic of what happens when everybody starts, like, gentrifying the thing you love. And so I was a bit of this with Lucy in Iowa, but the way it's happening at scale here with Caitlin Clark and women's basketball is funny because you have to handle this unprecedented problem. A deeply unpopular thing seemingly overnight is now popular. And now you are both vindicated and infuriated that everybody has takes delivered with the confidence of people who've been there for as long as you have. And that is both a sign that you've made it and is also your personal hell. Like a genie cursed you with a wish that they granted with the footnote of, and by the way, now Stephen A is going to have takes about Caitlin Clark that are going to make you infuriated. Like, it's an amazing thing we've just never seen before in American sports.
Well, okay, I would correct him on several levels. Probably the biggest one, though, is I don't believe that there's any metrics that says the sport is suddenly now popular, or that it was, I like that he admits it was unpopular. I probably actually think that's true. I don't like the term unpopular, whereas it just kind of existed and we didn't care about it, but it was on some levels unpopular. I mean, I think that's, but I think it was unpopular on some, I think it was unpopular for reasons not having to do with the actual play. It's the the constant need for affirmation that you're somehow good. But that's honestly how WNBA people think. It's like, this thing has been awesome all along, and now all of a sudden people are saying, we're awesome, and you're supposed to say, we're sorry? Here's the truth to it. Here's what Dawn Staley, who is now the head coach of the back-to-back defending national champion South Carolina Gamecocks, said about the Caitlin Clark effect.
I want basketball, women's basketball, to grow. And I'm not too shy about saying why it grows. She's made it grow. Over the past 2 years, we need to make sure that we're telling the stories of our entire game. So sometimes you have to go against the masses to really cut down and say what's happening, you know, in real time. Caitlin Clark is the sole reason why viewership has shot through the roof for our game.
Yes. Why is that so hard to admit? Now, can you, as Don proposed, can you tell other stories? Like, once you now have a bigger audience? Of course. Of course you can. I don't know if people will stay tuned. My guess is that they won't. My guess is that this is a bit of a passing phase. And now as she moves on to the pro ranks, it kind of gets lost up. It's a summer sport. It's cut up by the Olympics. There's no built-in rivalries. You don't have the brand names of the team. Like, people can't name the names of the teams. That's actually a big thing. But we're all going to see it kind of play out in real time. But at least she's admitting that there's not any other reasons. There's only one reason people are paying attention. It's Caitlin Clark. And instead, you'll get people like Jemele Hill who are like, well, you know, they're only paying it. Basically, they're only paying attention to her because she's white. And that sucks. Do I think the color of her skin plays a factor? Sure. Sure, it's part of the story. I've told you, I think her sexual orientation plays a part of the story. Because the league was seen as a league for lesbians. Okay. And you could say, like, there'll be people listening, like, oh my God, like, where everybody's sitting there nodding their head, like, yeah, okay. Again, it's not a thing to me. I don't care. But it's definitely a different environment, different subculture. It's just different. And some people aren't comfortable with that. Whereas they're super comfortable with Caitlin Clark. She's got straight brown hair. Looks like she's got her hair is just like my daughter's hair. But I will tell you, the WNBA fan out there is more obnoxious than Eagle fans, right? Because Eagle fans know we don't like them, but they don't care. And the Eagles have at least won 2 Super Bowls here in the last 6-7 years. Whereas WNBA fans are acting like we're all idiots for not celebrating this sport that nobody really paid attention to, nobody really cared about for a long time, and we're supposed to apologize for it. Like, we don't like you, and you care. Anyway. Stug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. I honestly would tell you, I never would have thought in my life we would still be talking about women's basketball at this point in time. But we are. That is the power. That is the power of Caitlin Clark.
I love it.
Sam, you're obviously a big Iowa guy. That's why you're trying to get tickets. You're going to go out. Can you name how many WNBA team names can you name?
Well, there's only 12. I probably could name 8.
Go.
Las Vegas Aces.
Okay.
LA Champions. Sparks.
Yep.
Let's go Seattle Storm.
Nice.
Okay. Let's go Chicago Sky.
Yeah.
Let's go Connecticut Sun.
Ooh.
Let's go New York Liberty.
Yes, that's 6.
Let's go Indiana Fever.
Yep.
Let's see.
That's it.
Hold on now.
I think that's about it.
Hold up now. Hold up. I'm missing something. I have 7. And I got 5 more. Oh, man. Let's see.
How about this? We listen to it, we think about it over the break, and got to go.
I got close.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
It's Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Mark Medina will join us in mere moments. The Doug Gottlieb Show broadcast live from the TireRack.com studios. Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. And let's welcome him in. He's Mark Medina. He's our Fox Sports Radio NBA insider, longtime NBA scribe. Let's start with Trae Young. You know, he was okay last night, 6 turnovers, is like 22 points, but Coby White has 42 against him, and they don't get to the playoffs. What's your sense of what the Hawks do this offseason?
Yeah, Doug, I think it's going to be very active, and, you know, I think the Lakers will tear the ticket stub to try to get in line first for him. I thought it was very telling during the end of the season when you heard Quinn Snyder talk about DeJounte Murray as a guy that knows how to fit in well with a lot of teammates, and he's about winning, he's about defense, he's about making the right plays, and those are things that Trae Young doesn't always have. And I think there is a clear signal that if they had to choose one or the other, surprisingly, after always siding with Trae Young, I think that they are leaning into siding with DeJounte Murray. Now, does that mean that they're going to pull a trigger with the Lakers deal? Obviously, it hinges on what the Lakers give up. But unlike the trading deadline last season, the Lakers are going to have draft picks to work with. I think that they're going to be more willing to be aggressive. But, you know, again, that depends on also how their first-round matchup against the Denver Nuggets goes. And, you know, presuming it's a loss, but if it's respectable, maybe they think, you know, things differently than if they get blown out.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's going to be fast. Okay, let's go to the Warriors, who lost the night before. Klay's up. Draymond doesn't make crazy money, but there's lots of talk of, would you package him? Would you move on? Would you start over? The Warriors have this massive luxury tax bill, and they have, they didn't get into the playoffs, and they were in 10th place and lost to the Kings, who didn't have a starter and a rotation player either. And the game wasn't particularly close. So what do you think the Warriors do?
Yeah, the Warriors are having to make a lot of tough decisions here. And it's something that they never really had to think about, you know, prior years of, is this the end of the big three with Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Klay Thompson? Steph Curry's not going anywhere. But as it pertains to Klay specifically, when you hear Mike Dunleavy Jr., the Warriors GM, earlier today, he hasn't wavered about there being mutual interest with Klay. Even at this point, he said that he hasn't gotten directives of that they have to be below a certain number with the luxury tax. But I know, talking with Joe Lacob over the years, he's willing to spend over the luxury tax if those moves mean that they're going to put them in championship contention. Unlike past seasons, that's not always a foregone conclusion with Klay. So what does that mean moving forward? While everything's fluid, I do think that they do keep Klay Thompson. It does mean a lot that Steve Kerr, Steph Curry, and Draymond Green not only gave ringing endorsements for him to come back, but that they're very strong. So I think what will happen is because of the struggles and ups and downs of him this season, he'll be open toward taking a relative pay cut and then seeing if they can model what the Spurs did in yesteryear, where they still keep their core, but they use those cost savings to improve the roster around them. But it's no easy decisions. I remember talking with Joe Lacob a few years ago, and he was adamant that they're always going to be devoted to those core players until they stop winning. So if they do something, it's always going to be for practical, pragmatic reasons than any sentimental reasons.
No question. But everybody says that until you get to the actual moment of, are we really going to let Klay Thompson play somewhere else? Like that's an interesting one. Okay, Zion won't play tomorrow. But wasn't that game in a nutshell the whole Zion Williams, like, finally in shape, dominating, looks great, has 40. Then when you need him most, hurts a hamstring. Like it's really, really hard. Even now with him being in shape, to go all in on Zion, considering in that moment, which should have been his coronation, he ends up tweaking a hamstring.
The ultimate tease, Doug, because they're just so in love with what he shows on the floor. And they were convinced this season that he made better inroads with his conditioning, his regimen, the fact that he was able to get more on court time with Brandon Ingram and CJ McCollum. They felt that chemistry was really good. But what's really disconcerting here is this injury doesn't just ensure that he's out for tomorrow's game against Sacramento. If New Orleans pulls this off, you can essentially write off Zion Williamson out for the entire first round against the Oklahoma City Thunder. And look, I wouldn't think that the Pelicans, if they do advance past the Kings in the play-in to get the playoffs, that they would have any shot against the Thunder. But if they have no Zion, they have 0% chance with doing this. And so it's just one of many endless examples of the Pelicans thinking they finally have Zion and the special version of him until he takes more steps back.
Okay. The Lakers did advance. Now they get the Nuggets. What's the likelihood this series is more competitive than last year's series?
Well, let me be clear, Doug. I don't think that they're going to beat the Nuggets, but I think that if we're going to compare it to last season, there is relatively better health. You know, they have the time between now and before the NBA playoffs start for them Saturday to get ready. You know, the Western Conference Finals, by that point, there was the war of attrition and LeBron James and Anthony Davis basically wearing down. I think that they're relatively has been more consistency as of late that D'Angelo Russell and, to a lesser degree, Austin Reeves have shown than they did toward the latter part of that playoff series against Denver. But even when you add all those things up, barring any injury to Jamal Murray or really anyone else on the roster, the Nuggets just have too much depth, continuity. Nikola Jokic is unstoppable. And even though they may have taken a relative step back, because of the fact that they lost guys like Bruce Brown and Ish Smith, their championship core still together with Jokic, Murray, Aaron Gordon, Michael Porter Jr., and there's a reason why they're still at the top of the West because of just how locked in that chemistry is.
What are you hearing about Jimmy Butler's knee?
Well, it's considered a serious injury, and so I would be very surprised if he winds up playing tomorrow, and I think that this inevitably creates a lot of angst about, you know, what Miami could do because they're always that overachieving team. Maybe there's some criticism about the play-in tournament, why you have this, you know, before the playoffs. This is what happened. This was what could happen of sidelining potential stars. But I think the good of the play-in tournament vastly outweighs the bad. I'm with you earlier in your segments this week that play-in tournament games aren't like the playoff games, but I would take those appetizer-type games than what we saw in previous years with the regular season where, you know, guys were just shutting down and the games were unwatchable. But, yeah, as far as Jimmy Butler's concerned, yeah, he's going to be nursing a serious injury here.
Kawhi Leonard, what's his knee status?
Well, the Clippers are cagey as ever about his availability. Ty Lue is saying that he's planning as if Kawhi Leonard is going to play in Game 1. Sunday against Dallas. But does that mean he's actually going to play? He says we don't know yet. Now, he has had limited practice time so far this week. I guess that's a good sign because it's better than nothing. But none of it's 5-on-5. I think that we have to keep our eye on, does he actually get a full practice in between now and Sunday's game? Because remember, Doug, when he had his meniscus injury last season, one of the things that the Clippers were lamenting was that before the playoffs, he didn't have enough of a ramp-up, didn't have enough time to really get full practice. And so if he doesn't get a full practice before game one Sunday, that's a gigantic red flag on top of the other possible red flags we'll see throughout this first-round series against Dallas.
Okay. Giannis Antetokounmpo, the calf strain. When do we expect to see him in the playoffs?
That's up in the air. It's just fascinating. Maybe I shouldn't believe them anymore. They had optimism last season when he had injuries at the end of the season. Same thing here. Wound up affecting him for the postseason. I don't think it's the same kind of severity that we're talking about with Jimmy Butler, but I wouldn't be surprised that's day-to-day, and maybe his status for game one is in question. There is an expectation that Damian Lillard's going to play in game one, but he's not fully 100% either. So on top of all the issues that we've talked about with the Bucks, with their inconsistent defense, their chemistry, it's not a good look here that they're already having injury concerns. We add in the fact that they're playing the Pacers. They've lost four of their past five matchups with them, including the in-season tournament game, and the fact that Indiana, fast-paced offense, they really tapped into the Bucks' weakness in transition defense. There's just a lot of things that leave a lot of question marks that make me think that the Bucks are already vulnerable.
They are definitely, definitely vulnerable. All right, man, well, we got one more night of the play-in, and then we got the real thing. We got the real thing, and I'm with you on the Nuggets thing. I think that's going to be a competitive series. I don't think the Lakers win, but I think they win some games. I think they push them. I'm not convinced the Lakers aren't better, and they don't have a beat on them, and they match up pretty well with them. And I don't know if the Nuggets bench isn't as good as it was last year. No Bruce Brown. I'm interested to see what they look like in the playoffs.
Well, your reason is well-reasoned, because even though the Nuggets have won all the regular season games against the Lakers so far, they've always been close. The Lakers have been pretty respectable, but I think that also illustrates in crunch time, the Nuggets just have more depth, talent, continuity across the board, and I think that that'll play itself out in the first-round series. I would still give the Lakers one or two games, but I think it's going to be clear, even if it's a six-game series, that the Nuggets are the much better team.
Awesome stuff. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll talk to you very, very soon. Great job, as always.
I appreciate you, Doug. Looking forward to hoop.
All right. Who doesn't love some more hoop? After we get done with college hoop, now we got the pro hoop. That's Mark Medina. He's our Fox Sports Radio NBA insider. Byer, what about you? Where's your head at with the Bucks? You know this team. Where's your head at with the Bucks heading into the postseason?
Well, it's not in a good place with Giannis's injury, and honestly, with the Pacers' draw, you can look at it one or two ways. Something in my ear. You could look at it. This team had troubles with the Pacers throughout the year. Mm-hmm. Maybe this is an opportunity. If they win the series, it gets momentum. Or it could be like, crap, this is the team they've had trouble with throughout the year. So I'll look at it as maybe it'll be a stepping stone for them. Because, Doug, as you and I have had conversations throughout the year, whether it be when Adrian Griffin was fired or Doc Rivers was hired or when they were struggling, I only cared about the postseason, because that is what it is about, especially after flaming out in five games in the first round last year to the Heat. It is all about the playoffs. So this is where you want to, have it, put your money where your mouth is, if you will. Without a healthy Giannis, it's difficult. But if they could get past this series, and if Giannis gets healthy, who knows what could happen.
Awesome stuff. I'm fascinated to see. The Bucks are probably... they're one of like the three most fascinating teams in the playoffs.
And they're also the team that everybody picks to lose. Like in terms of, you had a first round upset, they'll be the team. And rightfully so, because it has been a bit of a mess throughout the entire season. But again, as I said, I've only cared about the playoffs. And now that the playoffs are here, let's see what we've got.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up, Doug Gottlieb Show? Fox Sports Radio. Playing a little Darius for you. He's got a new book out. We got to get Darius. We got to get D on the program. Podcast coming up. If you haven't heard our In the Bonus podcast, download it after this show is over. You get a full hour, and in it, I'm going to relate a Darius Rucker song to why some people get opportunities and some do not. Let's see if it makes sense to you. Remember, that's Doug Gottlieb. Just type it in wherever you download podcasts. Let's get to a game. I get to the press. Sorry.
The press.
You'll be glad to know, Doug, that Iowa Sam did continue his WNBA team streak during the break, and he did finish with 10 out of 12. Didn't get the Mystics and didn't get the Atlanta Dream, but congrats to Iowa Sam on that.
I was even sort of mumbling into Doug's ear as he was doing the read. I said, sure. Minnesota Lynx.
Minnesota Lynx. All right, I'm Dan Beyer. I've got the press. Jimmy Butler out tomorrow for the Miami Heat. Officially ruled out because of that MCL sprain. Heat will also not have Terry Rozier when they face the Bulls in that play-in game. Winner gets the Celtics in the first round of the NBA's Eastern Conference playoffs.
I mean, you know, in the things that could go your way, I was just thinking about this with Zion potentially being out. Imagine if you're the Thunder. Those guys haven't played in the playoffs, and they get the Pelicans without Zion in the playoffs. That's a great. And then if you're the Celtics, like, you got to have great respect for the Heat. What if you get the Heat and they have no Jimmy Butler? That's not bad.
Correct. It's a nice little rivalry, Heat Celtics in the NBA. More news from the NBA. Alex Caruso and Dalt to play Friday against Miami on the Bulls side of things. All right, moving on, Doug, to the college game. Kentucky's Reed Sheppard entering the 2024 NBA draft. He'll forego his college eligibility.
The only question about that one was Mark Pope and Reed's dad were roommates at Kentucky when they won national championship together in 96. Would he be able to talk him out of that? And it's one of those conversations like, look, dude, I want you to play for your top 10 pick, and you won't be a top 10 pick if you come back. I think how good Reed Sheppard is going to be interesting. I love how he plays. I don't know if it translates to the NBA as far as being a starting guard, if you will.
Kansas getting A.J. Storr from the transfer portal as he's not coming over from Wisconsin.
And, of course, A.J. Storr started his career at St. John's, went to Wisconsin, and had an incredible year at Wisconsin. The story goes that he wanted $1 million. Last year it was like $250,000 to play Wisconsin, and this year was $1 million. Dollar bill self end up signing him.
And Haley Van Lith is transferring from LSU to TCU, according to reports.
Yeah, and one of the Cavender twins transfers from TCU back to Miami, right? Wonder if that's related.
How about this from the NFL? Patriots director of scouting Elliot Wolf says they're open to trading the third overall pick along with any of their other picks in next week's draft.
All of the picks?
Any of all of the picks could be up, but they're not interested in probably trading all of them away. But that anything is up for grabs, including number three overall.
Yeah, that's an effort. Like, I'm going to give you a little morsel, and then I'm going to give you nothing behind it. Hey, we can trade all the picks, or we can trade none of the picks, or we can trade the third pick. Stay tuned.
It is a nothing burger, but I would say this. For teams that are looking to trade up, we all feel like Arizona is the spot because New England, we feel, needs a quarterback. But if the Patriots are saying, hey, blow us away with an offer, and if somebody trades up to four and you want to get ahead of that team to three, we may be in business. So just something to monitor over the next week or so.
Sure.
Texas coach Steve Sarkisian said he thought about taking the Alabama job for about 60 seconds and then decided that Austin in UT was the place to stay.
60 seconds?
That's what he said. Thought about it for a minute.
Yeah, thought about it for a minute. I'm like, nope. What would you rather have, the Texas job or the Bama job for him?
In Sarkisian's situation, I'd rather have the Texas job. I would not want to follow Nick Saban.
I wouldn't want to follow Nick Saban. And it's been almost 20 years since Texas was a powerhouse, and you're coming off your best season. I think Texas is well positioned going to the SEC.
Sure. Yours is back. Arch Manning's there.
Yeah.
Yes, I would much rather be at Texas. Ravens wide receiver Zay Flowers will not face any penalty. The league says they found insufficient evidence he violated the league's personal conduct policy following allegations last winter.
Oh, good for Zay. I mean, that guy's what an incredibly talented player he is.
And it is that time of season, Doug. We have the Jets releasing their uniforms. The Lions were set to release theirs tonight until Fanatics posted the new jerseys online. There was also reportedly some leak elsewhere where we got a look at the new Lions jerseys, but there will be a black alternate jersey for the Lions in 2024, something that was reported and expected. So those gray uniforms may be by the wayside. However,
I like the gray.
Yeah, they were all right. But I will say this, this new look uniform that we've seen glimpses of, really, really sharp, and it feels like an updated version of what Barry Sanders wore back in the day. Maybe the Honolulu blue is a little different because of the fabric and of what we use now.
It's Nike, too. Yeah.
Yes, it's Nike as well. But from the limited shots that I have seen, I think that the Lions will look very, very sharp in 2024.
Can I just listen, as you are the resident uniform police, can we all agree? Boston Celtics, like, it's not that hard. Wear your white ones, wear your green ones.
Yes. Thank you. Preach. Not that hard. That's the press.
Hey, get out there and press.
That was the press.
And here's the thing. I understand that you can sell more jerseys otherwise. I understand that certain teams, Oregon football, famous for it, can wear multiple uniforms. They don't have 17 banners you do. White and green. Or green and white. It's Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.